This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. rapporteur on the occupied Palestinian territory, Francesca Albanese, Thursday called for international sanctions against Israel for its treatment of Palestinians. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Albanese, an Italian lawyer, is one of dozens of independent human rights experts the United Nations mandated to report and advise on specific areas. In her case, Palestinians and the occupied Palestinian territory. Speaking to reporters in Cairo Thursday, Albanese said Israel is endangering Palestinian existence on what remains of their land and accused Israel of cleansing Palestinians.
At this point, Israel has reneged on its international obligations to a degree that warrants an imperative implementation of immediate and unconditional sanctions, which should entail first and foremost an arms and oil embargo.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An ex-tabloid publisher testifies he scooped up possibly damaging tales to shield Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
David Pecker says he paid out tens of thousands of dollars to keep those stories from the public eye. But when it came to the steamy claims by porn performer Stormy Daniels, Pecker said he put his foot down. The testimony is a critical building block for the prosecution's theory the Trump-Pecker partnership was a way to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election. Once the session wrapped up, Donald Trump said,
"Today was breathtaking. That this room, you saw what went on, it was breathtaking. And amazing testimony."
Stormy Daniels was eventually paid by then-Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen to keep quiet over her claim of a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump. The former president denies it happened. I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing for meetings with top Chinese officials. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has raised his concerns over Chinese trade practices in meetings with officials in China. Blinken met with local government officials in Shanghai on his first full day of meetings in China. The State Department said that in the meeting, he raised concerns about Chinese trade policies and non-market economic practices. It added that Blinken told the officials the U.S. sought healthy competition with China and a level playing field for U.S. workers and firms operating there. Accusations of intellectual property theft and other practices, seen as discriminating against U.S. businesses in China, have long been a source of friction in relations. I'm Karen Shamas.
Haiti has opened a new political chapter with the installation of a transitional council tasked with picking a new prime minister and preparing for eventual presidential elections in hopes of quelling spiraling gang violence that has killed thousands in the Caribbean country. Thursday's swearing-in coincided with the departure of Ariel Henry, who presented his resignation letter signed in Los Angeles. Dated April 24th, it was released on Thursday by his office on the same day that his remaining cabinet chose economy and finance minister Michel Patrick Boisvert and as the interim prime minister. It was not immediately clear when the transitional council would select its own interim prime minister. Rudy Giuliani, a former lawyer for Donald Trump, is among 18 people charged in Arizona with illegally seeking to claim the state's 2020 electoral votes for the then U.S. president in an indictment unsealed on Wednesday that names Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The indictment, unsealed on Wednesday, stems from efforts to reverse Democrat Joe Biden's victory in several states that year based on Trump's false claims that he had been reelected. Giuliani's spokesman confirmed the former New York mayor was among seven defendants whose names were initially redacted in the indictment. Another is identified as chief of staff in 2020, who was Mark Meadows. Arizona's attorney general said the redacted names would be made public after serving the indictments to all defendants. The court document lists Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator under the description of a former president of the United States who spread false claims of election fraud following the 2020 election.
Diane Tao from Reuters. Poland's foreign minister has called on NATO to increase its defense preparedness and said his government wants to be at the center of decision-making in the European Union, seeking to reestablish the country as a reliable international partner as the war in Ukraine rages across the border. Setting out his vision for Poland at the heart of Europe, Radek Sikorski warned that a Russian attack on NATO would end in defeat for Moscow. But NATO must increase its defenses. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.